Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify? Apple Podcasts? Doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that. And almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com and they're online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
I wake up smiling every morning, thinking about
the wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up, wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
When a group of guys want to do something, do you know how much pacing and thinking we have to do of how we're going to ask our wife or girlfriend? Okay, oh God, she's going to freak if I do this. Okay, you don't have that worry. Because we're happy if you do things with your friends. Not a guy in this room is disappointed if their wife comes up. I was thinking of going to Florida with the girls for a week. Is that a problem? No. Go. Have a good time. That's awesome. Yeah. I don't know why that is. Not even how long are you going? How long can you go?
November 19th, 2025. It's the wake up call. It's Gavin, Katie, Kevin, and we haven't talked about Scout in a while, but he's around here somewhere.
Oh, he's hibernating.
Oh, he hibernates.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that really narrows it down.
Or does it? Yeah.
Man, that comedy clip is so funny and so true.
My God. What was it?
That, like, he basically said, you know how much hemming and hawing and pacing, if guys want to get together and do something that they have to do, they're like, okay, I'm going to tell my wife and she's going to freak out, but okay, let's work out a plan on how I'm going to do it. Whereas if a woman goes to their guy and be like, me and the girls are thinking about going to Florida, it's always met with, yeah, good, go. Yeah, that'd be great. So true. I'm running into that right now in my house where I used to be somebody who treaded real lightly. And how would you describe how I used to communicate with my wife? Tepidly, for sure.
Yeah, you would avoid doing things or having conversations that would be in any way upsetting to her.
Right.
But then that would create resentment in you.
Yes.
Even though you weren't telling her how you felt.
Right, right. Yeah. So I'm not like that anymore. And because of that, me and my childhood best friend, his name's Joe and he lives in Boston. We didn't see each other for like, I don't know, 10 years, close to it, 10 years, something like that. Or at least not in any sort of
We'd only see each other
funerals.
If it was somehow convenient, which, considering he lives in Boston, was
there never was.
Almost never.
And like, if he came out here to visit family of his wife's, that happened. If there was a funeral, we got together then. But now, he and I get together We try to do it once a year. We try to go somewhere that we've never been, and we have an amazing time together.
And to be clear, you didn't do these guys' trips, even if you wanted to, because you didn't think your wife would like it.
I knew she wouldn't like it. It would be met with often, who's going to help me take care of the kids, you know, and stuff like that. And I just wouldn't do it. And now we do it. God, it's so. But if my wife were to be like, hey, me and my friends were thinking about going on a trip, I'd be like, I just look at the comedy clip. Yeah, go do it. I would love it if you did.
That would not be the case in either direction at our house.
I would love it if you did. I would love it if you got away, because you always come back charged up. You always come back refreshed from solo trips like that, where you get to hang out with your friends, exclusively with your friends. Like, you come back a better person, almost always. You know, she had a teacher conference in Orlando last spring, and it was the only thing she's, as far as I know, ever done with just her best friend. And it was a teacher conference, but they fit Disney World in and stuff like that. She came back in such a great mood.
Well, I think the other thing for you guys, though, is you don't do really anything to recharge that doesn't include the kids.
Yeah, which doesn't recharge you at all.
So you could have that recharge if you guys went away and did things.
Well, that's
just the two of you, but you guys don't have that opportunity.
You're right.
I think we would both be, D'Lo and I would be very sad to not do things together.
Well, you guys are also new, too.
Yeah,
I mean, that has a lot to do with it. One, there's a big difference between somebody who's lived together for 20 years versus somebody who's lived together for, like, I don't know how long, you know?
I think also that's just the people we are, though. Like,
maybe.
We don't necessarily enjoy having experiences without the other person.
Mm.
Like, it feels like there's something missing.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's,
I don't know.
That's just our personality.
I was trying to think. If my best friend wanted to bring his wife on one of our guy trips, I would be upset by that. I'd be like,
well, I don't think under those circumstances you would bring your spouse. I think for us, we would probably make it like a couple's trip where it was like,
oh, yeah, I wouldn't want to do that.
Yeah.
Because we're not the same people when we're that's not a me thing. That's an everybody thing. When you're with your best friend, you're a different person than when you're with other people. There's something about a best friend that brings something out of you. You know what I mean? Kevin, do you agree with that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So like, you know, when if you make it a couples trip, now it's a different vibe. It's not necessarily a worse vibe, but it's a very different vibe. You know, if it was a couples trip with my friend Joe, you know, I'd be checking in on emotional temperatures of his wife and making sure my wife is doing okay. And then being like, hey, would you girls like to go and do something? And then the whole time I'd be like, why do we bring them? Like, it'd be a lot more fun if it was just us. We don't have to do emotional check-ins with each other.
If it were us and we would go. So his like lifelong best friend and his name's Io, and Io's girlfriend and I mean... we fast friends. So like immediately meeting each other, it was like, oh, we got something.
Mm.
So if that were the case for us, if we went like as did a couples trip, she and I would have no problem just going and doing our own thing.
Well, what the hell's the point then?
Because you come back together.
Eventually you come back together after the trip anyway. So like, it's like, so you would do a mini version of what I'm suggesting.
Sure. Okay.
While on the trip.
I feel like I would get to do both, which would be my preference.
I guess that makes sense. Yeah. But anyway, though, I got a trip with Joe coming up. I'm looking forward to that one.
Married. Congrats. But is your married name better or worse than your old one? It's time for Married Name Upgrade Downgrade on the Wake Up Call.
And you call 916-909-1065.
This is not sticking for anything.
The people want this. They texted it in. I am overcome. I have goosebumps and tears.
At least somebody is. And you know what? To the person that texted it and said they like that, shame.
It was thousands of people.
That's not true.
916-909-1065. Call now. Be part of Married Name Upgrade Downgrade, where you tell us your maiden name and your married name, and we'll tell you which one's better. Monica, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. What is your maiden name? Oh, no. You're engaged. You're not married yet.
Okay. Ooh. So what's your...
Not married yet.
What's your current last name?
Alcazar.
Monica Alcazar? That's good, but in like a dark
way.
Alcazar sounds like a Harry Potter character.
Yeah, it does.
Like the head of...
It sounds like her dad is some sort of like
dark wizard
kingpin.
Yes. Okay. 5 points to Slytherin.
What could be your married name?
Morales.
Boo.
Now, see, here's the thing. Typically, I love alliteration.
Monica Morales.
Monica Morales is cool. It sounds, makes you sound like a superhero's girlfriend. But like...
Okay, I'm going to tell you why this is actually kind of cute. Because a nickname could be Momo.
Momo's a cute nickname?
Yeah.
You're a woman wants to have a nickname of Momo?
What's wrong with that?
It's really close to Moo Moo.
I don't think anybody's thinking that.
I did.
And you're weird for thinking it.
I'm not weird.
Yeah. Okay.
You think it's weird that I sing the phone number and
I think it's annoying.
Oh, that's different.
Okay.
All right. Well, listen.
I mean, I am going to say downgrade.
Okay.
Just because it's so common. And I say that as somebody who used to have that last name.
Right.
So,
yeah. Let's talk to Chelsea. Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
What is your maiden name, Chelsea?
My maiden name is Caro.
Chelsea Caro.
Chelsea Caro.
Yeah.
I don't mind that. Chelsea Caro.
Okay, so it sounds like it could be very sexy. Like if this year's Sports Illustrated swimsuit model was Chelsea Caro,
yeah,
that makes all the sense of the world. Hearing her voice, it's not matching.
What?
She sounds very demure.
You do sound demure. And hearing you say Chelsea Caro makes it sound like it's one word and makes it sound like it's a country where there's a political uprising. Like, we're now going to our reporter in the field in Chelsea Caro.
Okay.
What's going on? And they have just a helmet on as if that would help them.
Yeah. Thanks, Wolf.
All right. Well, what is your what is your married name?
Soak. S-O-K.
But it's, turn your radio off, Chelsea. But it's pronounced soak.
I don't love it, Chelsea. I'm gonna say I really don't love it. I understand that it is ethnic, but and I love the idea of that, but
that was a downgrade.
Yeah.
One more we've got time for, and it's Rosemarie. Good morning, Rosemarie.
Good morning.
Is it Rosemarie or Rosemary?
Rosemarie.
Okay. Okay. Got it.
What is your maiden name, Rosemarie?
Mancuso.
Oh, my God.
Oh, okay.
Rosemarie Mancuso.
That is Gavin's mom's wildest dream, for him to marry Rosemarie Mancuso.
Wow.
Okay. Rosemarie Mancuso shows up with a cannoli in her hand.
Sure. A whole plate of cannolis.
Yeah.
A whole plate of them. What trash name do you have now?
O'Connell.
Rosemarie O'Connell.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
I mean, here's the thing. Both Catholic.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. Definitely.
Yeah. I mean, the O'Connells, oh boy, they're a beefy stock, aren't they?
Typically, I love O'Connell. I would be like, yeah, let's do it.
It's because your maiden name is Italian. It's throwing them off.
But it's like such a beautiful, like not every Italian name is beautiful. Sometimes they sing. They're so beautiful. And
what is your husband's first name?
I'm so upset.
Wife?
Keith.
What?
Yep. Keith O'Connell.
Keith.
Oh, Keith. I thought you were saying feet.
I thought you were saying she.
Keith O'Connell.
Man, Keith O'Connell.
Keith O'Connell sounds like a corrupt politician.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
No, he sounds like, even though his kids graduated, he's still the assistant on the high school baseball team.
Yeah, but he could have been Keith.
Coach O'Connell.
No, I still say it's a downgrade.
You can't be Keith Mancuso.
Why can't you?
Because Keith is not an Italian's name.
That's okay. You marry into it. My uncle was named Leon, and He was the president of the Italian Society at the retirement community. He wasn't Italian at all, but he married into it. And when you marry into it, you're Italian.
I don't think that's right.
It is. It is very all right.
Funny.
So, okay. So, Keith.
You guys cracked me up.
That was a downgrade.
Well, thank you.
So, are you saying it's an upgrade?
Yes.
No, it's a downgrade.
It's a downgrade.
Yeah, yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you very much, Rosemarie. Sorry to everybody we didn't have time for.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
You might remember this song. It's called Truffle Butter by Nicki Minaj. Don't look up what this song means because it's disgusting. And the creator of this piece of art is now a diplomat for America. Nicki Minaj went to the United Nations and represented America in front of the United Nations. I have just listen.
Thank you, Ambassador Waltz, for this invitation.
I mean,
okay.
We're living in the worst timeline, guys.
Well, okay, keep going.
Okay.
It is an honor to stand on this stage with you and the other distinguished speakers here today to shine a spotlight on the deadly threat faced by thousands of Christians in Nigeria. I would like to thank President Trump for prioritizing this issue and for his leadership on the global stage in calling for urgent action to defend Christians in Nigeria, to combat extremism, and to bring a stop to violence against those who simply want to exercise their natural right to freedom of religion or belief.
Okay. So,
well, look, okay, I will say this. She is there for good reasons.
Yeah.
I am glad that she is using her platform. I think she is somebody that is just too unserious.
Yes.
To be put in such a serious situation.
Right.
Because everything, I've read it. Everything she's saying is, you know, well written, and she basically just read a statement. It does kind of scream of like, okay, you know how sometimes you and I will get in like a fight?
Yeah.
And I'll say, I can hear the way you're saying it more than I can hear what you're saying.
Right.
Like, I can hear your tone more than I can hear your words.
Right, right,
meaning
right.
What you're saying might not be that bad,
right,
but the way you're saying it is all I'm feeling.
Correct.
With her, everything she's saying is correct, but all I'm hearing is Nicki Minaj.
Well, I mean, I hear you on that. But, and by the way, not everything she's saying is correct. I mean, it is
like
more
what?
Like the fact that if there's a large Muslim population that's being murdered in Nigeria as well that is conveniently left out of all of the conversation.
Okay.
We don't need to get into that.
That doesn't mean what she's saying is wrong.
It means what
she's
saying
is
not the total picture.
Okay,
that's what it means.
But that's not her cause. Anyways.
But it is now. Like, if that's not her cause, what the hell is she doing there? If you're just joining us, Nicki Minaj spoke at the United Nations. And yes, you heard that sentence right. You're an unserious person. You can have a passion for something, but like, it's you don't get to do that. Like, okay, now he's dead, but imagine if actor Paul Reubens, who played Pee-wee Herman, Paul Reubens had like a cause he cared an awful lot about, and he went and tried to do it as Pee-wee Herman. Like, it would look ridiculous. And Nicki Minaj doesn't have an alternate personality. She is a clown. So, like, to say that, like, we're going to stick Nicki Minaj in there, like, why didn't we send the ambassador of Nigeria?
Well, here's the thing. I mean, she's not acting clownish.
That doesn't matter.
She is not acting like video, what is it, like, what are the, like, video girls? What do they call them? It doesn't matter.
Okay.
It doesn't. She's not like on stage, Nikki. Right?
She's not like there and be like, thank you for your time, and now I'll make it clap.
Right.
I hear what you're saying. Okay.
So she's not presenting clownish behavior. She is dressed appropriately. She is speaking properly. She is, you know, again, has a well-written script that she is reading.
Yeah. I just don't get it.
But
I don't understand it.
You just can't get past the Nicki Minaj of it. Not to mention, Kevin, are there not... She has some unfortunate affiliations to sexual assaulters, correct?
She has. She's dating one. Married one.
I think she's married.
Yeah. She married a what?
A SA.
Really? Mm-hmm. A sexual assaulter?
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't he in prison for it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Like, what? It's almost like we bought a cameo, and that's what we sent to the United Nations. Like, what's next? Be like, and now we're also going to send Teresa Giudice to talk about what's going on in Cambodia.
Hey!
Right, yeah.
And then me and Louis, we love the Cambodians.
And then afterwards, everybody's going to be like, you know what? She did a really good job. She didn't flip a single table. You know, like, our bar is just so low.
I wonder what her call to action was. I wish I knew.
Who?
Nicki Minaj?
Like,
what
I don't
was she,
know.
Like,
I don't
was
know.
Was this just an awareness campaign? Everything I'm reading, I'm not trying
to figure out why it's her?
No, I'm just saying, like, again, was this just to raise awareness? Is she calling for, I mean, I know she's calling for Christians to stop being, you know, run out of their homes
and
killed.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just saying, you know, the messenger is important.
But is she expecting the United Nations to do something about it?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. I'm not quite sure what she thinks and thinks how it works, but, you know, that's left up to the suits in Washington, which used to be on people who weren't pop stars. So I have no idea what's going on anymore. But there you go. Nicki Minaj at the United...
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
United Nations.
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
So, some animals just ick us out. Most insects.
Yeah.
Frogs. But especially rats and bats. Now, They don't have the best PR, but on top of that, they historically have tried to kill the human race several times. But that being said, we need to ask a question because of something that is happening literally in real life. Is the enemy of my enemy my friend? Kevin has the details.
Oh.
So, brown rats, okay? They were recently filmed, and they have it on film, of them hunting and eating bats in Germany. Wow. Hunting and eating flying bats, bitches.
How? Flying bats?
Why? Okay.
These.
First of all, I don't know why you're screaming this directly
at me. Because these rats that are land creatures are literally hunting things that are flying in the air.
How are they doing that?
They are climbing up to windows and stuff, standing at the edge, and then when the bat flies near them, they literally jump on the bat.
And then what, the two of them just kamikaze it down to the ground?
Yeah, then they start eating it.
What?
It's horrific and scary. I hate rats.
Okay, now as somebody that has had several pet rats.
Several?
God, several?
Sure.
I didn't know you had several.
There was Bob.
Bob
there
rat.
Was Snoops.
That's a good rat name.
There was Bougie and there was Joe.
Okay.
Okay. As we know, Bougie and Joe had a very sad demise. It's fine. The others died of old age.
We don't know what happened. Now we don't have time. Right. We just,
that's for the best. Anyways, could happen to anybody. I don't know rats to be meat eaters, which is the only thing about this that I'm finding a little off-putting. But if we know that bats are the rats of the sky.
Okay.
How is this not just them trying to take out their nemesis?
I mean, I don't know, but
what are they supposed to do? Let somebody that is supposed to be them but has wings live?
No, they're supposed to be two different. They are not supposed to even meet each other.
But we talk about them in unison a lot.
Okay, first of all, I did Google it. Rats are omnivores. So they eat both.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. God, you know, when I think of a rat eating meat, though, I want it to be like a piece of pepperoni pizza.
That's often what it is.
Okay, I don't want it to be like living.
Flesh. Yeah.
I prefer.
Now, I do have to say that I'm pretty impressed with the fact that rats have figured out even how to do this.
Oh, sure.
That makes me a little nervous.
I will say, Snoops knew how to get out of that cage.
Mm.
So they are much smarter and better with their hands than you would think.
They do have hands. Yeah.
I used to have to wire the cage door shut.
Oh my God.
Because Snoops would figure out, and Bob actually did it too, how to like lift the cage door open. So we'd get out, then I'd get home and I'd be like, oh, Bob's out again. Oh, and then I'd find him.
Oh my God.
I don't.
You're on the side of rats in this fight?
Absolutely.
That's crazy. That, yeah.
Why? We're on the side of bats?
Well, see, that's the thing. I don't know. I got it. If you're just joining us, rats are eating bats. That's where we're at now as a country. I don't know who to back in this fight.
The bats.
Why?
Because rats aren't supposed to be jumping. Stay on the ground. Imagine a rat jumping at you, Katie.
Oh, I'd kiss it.
Oh, no. It's trying to take off a piece of your ear.
It doesn't want to do that.
You don't know that.
It wants to curl in my neck and I go, stop.
No, this is just like squirrels, how they became rabid eating squirrels.
Okay, only you were afraid of squirrels because one time one of them tried to eat your Subway sandwich.
Wait until they jump at you.
Huh?
The jumping ability is very terrifying.
Jump in my pocket.
Okay.
Oh my God.
So Kevin, why are you backing bats? Because rats are jumping.
Bats don't do anything to you. They're just there. They don't come in and attack
you. Here's the thing.
They mind
I want to play a game where, a bunch of rats come in the room. What do?
Kick them.
No, you pick up your feet and go, eee!
I mean, you would not. I would scream in terror.
Now, a bunch of rats are flying.
No,
rats
you mean
are
bats.
Flying
stop.
In your head. Bats are flying everywhere.
They're just,
you
stop.
Can't
okay.
stop it.
You're targeting me. Bats just like to fly around. It's like kind of like when you release doves at a wedding. They're just there.
That is not the same thing.
Yes, it is.
Nobody has ever.
If you release doves at any situation, people go, wow.
Right.
If you release bats in any situation, people go, ah! Text in to 909-1065. Who are you backing in this fight? Rats or bats? Listen, Kevin's team bat, Katie's team rat. I'm going to go with team bat.
Wow.
But
wow.
Marginally. I mean, bats.
That's just because they're getting eaten.
I think more bats are cuter than rats.
You although, have not looked-
well, no, some bats look like they took they're a shotgun jumping, to the yeah. face. Yeah. I mean,
and they got those big nostrils. They're
sometimes.
Because they need sonar.
What does that have to do with
okay, they've got echolocation. I'm supposed to be so impressed.
Rats just seem greasy, and they just seem
dirty. Yeah. Give them a bath.
909-1065.
1065, the end.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
This is the most exciting part of your day, not hers. It's
what?
Time for Are You Smarter Than Katie?
I believe that there are other exciting parts of their day.
No, this is it.
This is just the first one.
There are other exciting parts of their day, but this is the most exciting part of their day. Let's verify that with Michelle from Elk Grove. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
True or false, it's all downhill from here, right?
Yep.
Told you. All right, Katie's going to leave the studio. I have five questions here dealing with news and pop culture. The jackpot is $140. We are well on our way to building a big, massive jackpot, but we'll see if you stop that. Are you ready to play?
Sure. Let's do it.
All right. Question one. Yesterday, the House voted almost unanimously to release the Epstein files, with only one Republican voting against it. How'd you like to be that guy? The Senate has already agreed to pass it unanimously as well. And now all eyes are on President Trump as early as today to see if he will sign it. Spell the word unanimously.
Unanimously.
U-N-A-M-I-O-S-U-L-Y.
I don't know.
You
got to
slow. What?
U-N-I-M-U-S-L-Y. I don't know.
Okay, got it. Question two. Eminem is going to court, but not as a defendant. He is suing an Australian company that makes beach products called Swim Shady. He says calling it Swim Shady could make people think that he is associated with them. So he wants the name changed. What does SP and SPF stand for?
Katie's going to know this one, but spectrum something.
All righty. Question three. California is redistricting to give Democrats more seats in the House in response to Texas doing it to give Republicans more seats. However, a Trump-appointed judge in Texas is blocking Texas from doing that now because they did it along racial lines and California did not. So California still gets to do it and Texas does not. Whoopsie. In landmass, which state is bigger?
Texas.
Question four. Ariana Grande was on a podcast and had some really sad news for her fans. This upcoming tour is her last one. Her Eternal Sunshine tour only has 10 cities on it as well. So this announcement will surely drive up prices of those tickets. True or false, the only stop in California on that tour is in L.A.?
Probably true.
And question five, if you're a fan of reality TV, there is finally a streaming service just for you out now called All Reality. It features all content from WeTV and AMC, such as Love After Lockup, The Braxtons, and Mama June, just to name a few. It's going to cost $5 a month. So how much will 2 years of this streaming service cost?
$120.
All righty, Kevin, go get Katie. Michelle, where are you off to?
I'm off to home to go to work.
You're off?
I'm an auditor, so I work from home.
You're an auditor. So wait, you're on your way back home? Oh, did you just do school drop-off?
Yeah, I had to drop my son off.
I see. Okay, what do you audit?
Ooh. Premium insurance. I'm one of those fun ones, yeah. I coach businesses, and I'll audit your work comp policy.
Oh, wow. People see you coming and get pissed.
Yeah. Wait, I'll be seeing you soon.
But wait a second. First of all, that sounded ominous. Second of all, do you kind of like it? Do you kind of like it?
I'm getting used to it. I just started, like, in the summertime. So I'm getting used to it. It's a lot to learn. Oh, it really is.
I'm sure. Okay. All right. Well, stay on hold. Here we go. We're going to play with Katie now. You ready, Katie?
Yes.
Question one. This was shocking. What a turnaround. But yesterday, the House voted almost unanimously to release the Epstein files. There was only one guy who voted against it. This Republican, I forget where he's from. I want to say possibly Kentucky. How would you like to be that guy that just didn't get the email from everybody that said, all right, we're all going to vote for it now?
I would be like, oh, I checked the wrong box.
Yeah. The Senate, by the way, has already agreed to pass it unanimously.
Great.
And now all eyes are on President Trump today, as early as today, to see if he's going to sign it. We'll see. Spell the word unanimously.
Oh my God. Okay. UNANIMMOUSLY?
Wow.
No way. Really?
Took us a while, but we got there. Question two, Eminem is going to court because he's suing an Australian company that makes beach products called Swim Shady.
Ah.
What does SP and SPF stand for?
Sun protection.
Yeah, sun protection. That's what it stands for. Question three, California, as you know, with our prop, is redistricting to give Democrats more seats in the House. And they did this in response to Texas that was doing the same thing for Republicans. However, a Trump-appointed judge in Texas is now blocking Texas from doing that because they did it along racial lines, whereas California put it to a public vote. So California now gets to do it, and Texas does not.
I think it was more about the vote part, not the racial part in the courtroom, right?
As of right now, gerrymandering along racial lines is illegal.
I know, but they couldn't prove that they did it specifically for racial lines. Wasn't the big selling point that it wasn't voted for?
That was the easy decision part.
Right.
It was not a vote. Yeah. In landmass, which state is bigger, Texas or California?
Texas.
Yep. Less people, though. Question four, Ariana Grande has some bad news. This upcoming tour is her last tour.
Oh, okay.
Her Eternal Sunshine only has, that's the name of the tour, has only 10 cities on it. So this is going to really drive up the price.
How can she know at her age that she never wants to tour again?
Now, in all fairness, she says, I'm not going to rule out anything definitively, but she's like, looking at the next 15 to 20 years of my life, I can't see myself wanting to do another tour.
That is a long time.
Well, she's only 20.
No, she's not.
True or false, the only stop in California on that tour is in L.A.
False?
That is correct. It's going to make a stop in Oakland. It actually starts in Oakland on June 6th.
So it's not coming here?
It's not coming to Sacramento. Huh. Oakland's as close as it gets. Question five. If you're a fan of reality TV,
and
I know Katie is, there's finally a streaming service that is concentrated reality TV.
Take my money!
It's called All Reality, and it's from WeTV and AMC. It's going to have all your favorite bangers like Love After Lockup,
yes.
Mama June, okay. The Braxtons, many, many more.
Is it going to be like competition reality TV?
It doesn't look like it, okay, but I'm not 100% sure. It's going to cost $5 a month.
I'll give you $50.
So how much?
Who wants a membership? I'll buy yours too.
How much is 2 years going to cost you?
$5. Okay. $5, $10, $50. Wait. Okay.
3 seconds.
$120.
Wow.
Michelle, you might want to audit this score because you got two, but Katie got all five right.
Woo!
Wow.
Build your funds up.
You know what? You are a team player.
Unbelievable, Katie. We had $20 in the jackpot tomorrow. How does she do it? Michelle, what do you want to tell us?
I am not smarter than Katie.
Not today. You're not. But if you're an auditor, you probably are.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Now it's time for Fun Delivered. Fun Delivered is unopened lost packages that somebody loved and ordered at one point, and they never got them. And they're gobbled up by the company Fun Delivered. If you want it, you can check out their website and order it. Great for Christmas parties.
Oh, God.
So great for Christmas parties.
Great white elephant.
So good.
Take white elephant to a whole new level.
And we've got a box, relatively new, and let's get right down to it.
Okay.
Katie is going to go in and dive in and pick it up first. Last week I felt like was a little bit of a bust, Kevin. Don't you?
Yeah.
Think it was?
All three of us.
It just didn't, there was nothing that was like real noteworthy. Yeah. But
especially
that happened.
When I got a rerun or a repackage.
I think it's wild when people.
What?
Another repackage?
No. I think that same company that can't figure out how to deliver their shoes to people.
Yeah.
Has.
It's back.
Got another package back. I didn't pick it up, but I'm pretty sure.
That would be the third one.
Yeah.
Should we just open that one?
Yeah, yeah. Grab that one. It's like at the bottom, kind of towards the left.
This one?
Is that it?
Does it feel like shoes?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Grab that one. Let me see. Grab another one too, but just grab that one just to like. Now mine is a bag, okay? It clearly has clothes in it. But it also has other things that are kind of hard in it that I cannot figure out. And the bag says cider.
Cider?
Mm-hmm.
Like apple cider?
That's how it's spelled.
Okay.
And then it says, I'm not a regular bag. I'm a cool 100% recycled bag.
Oh.
And then, hold on, there's more. Don't let me go to waste. Drop me in your nearest recycling bin.
Huh.
All right. Well, thanks, Cider.
I don't like getting yelled at by my bags, but all right.
Well, the fact that you took that as yelling feels like something we got to talk about.
I get why you picked that one. That's a lot of fun. All right, Kevin, what did you pick out and why?
I picked something very heavy. Well, not very heavy. It's like a sign heavy.
Okay. But it's a bag.
It's in a black, but it's very hard. So I'm guessing it's a personalized sign.
Oh, we love that. It came through JFK. Heavy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, what's that one? Metal or aluminum?
Aluminum. Or, yeah.
Yeah, that one where you can't bend.
We once got a sign that was aluminum that said.
Oh, it was Paula's Craft Corner.
Open 24 hours a day.
Yeah, yeah.
And are you saying it's kind of like Paula's Craft Corner sign?
Yes.
Okay.
I couldn't not pick this one. It's a bag, but there are two boxes that they are connected like a barbell.
Oh, wow. I didn't even see that one.
So it's like almost like a snowman with a wobbly little head on top. It's like one box on top of another box inside one bag. Very interesting. Both kind of heavy.
Boxes, we going for the heavy.
Sometimes boxes make me nervous because boxes could be like a battery pack.
It could be. Could also be a penis pump.
Yeah.
You know what? You're right.
What a metaphor for life.
Right.
And the shoe bag, I don't know if you're right if this is the same company, but we're going to open the shoes anyway because it's obviously shoes. So whoever wins gets to open this one.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to take a break. We're going to play some music. We're going to come back for part two of Fun Delivered on the Wake.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Cup call.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
All right, sorry about that. Oh my gosh, it's Fun Delivered Part 2 on The Wake Up Call. Trying to set up cameras here so that you can see it, which you always can, by texting FUN to FUN to 916-909-1065. We're opening unopened lost packages that the company Fun Delivered sends to us. We've been doing this for a while, and we absolutely love it. Every day is like Christmas. Katie, you picked out the package first. Why don't you go first?
Okay, so the package on the outside says cider.
Which, by the way, people texted in to 909-1065 and said, cider's a good women's clothing company.
Okay, so first and foremost, it comes with its own stickers, which
I love that.
Okay, cute. A little odd for adult. Oh my God, there's a whole bunch of women's clothes in here. Okay,
what if it's not women's clothes? What if it's little girl clothes? The stickers kind of make sense for that.
Right.
Okay. I don't think so.
Oh.
Okay. So there's three bags.
Okay. Yes.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh, wait.
No, it's a cute dress skirt. Oh, that might be too short for you.
For a very tiny woman.
That looks like it's for a little girl.
Okay. Now this is yellow. And this is also a little sundress.
Okay.
Very classic sundress. So very classic sundress.
So this is nice clothing for like a teenage girl.
It's all
girl.
Size extra small.
Or a very petite woman. Very petite
okay,
woman.
Okay, here we go.
Pants.
And a fun little romper.
That's nice.
Cute.
Okay, so you did get nice clothing.
They are nice clothes. And then there was a hard thing in here.
Your daughter might be able to fit into some of that stuff.
And it's a tape measure.
That's weird.
Why
okay.
Do we need a tape measure?
It's a tape measure with an apple on the outside.
That is cute. Okay.
You know what? You never know when you need a tape measure.
I guess
the apple
you're right.
Sold me.
All right. So that's actually not bad. They're pretty cute clothes.
They're very cute clothes.
Not for you, but maybe for your daughter.
Nope.
All right. Well, we're playing Fun Delivered. If you want to see any of these cute clothes, text in FUN to 909-1065. Kevin, let's get to this sign. I hope it's a sign.
We really hope it's a sign.
Oh. I got... Oh, that's just microfiber cloth.
Uh-oh. What does that mean? Maybe it's a mirror?
Oh.
No.
We would love
a mirror.
I'm pissed.
What is it?
I think it's just a cutting board.
What is that?
It's just like a piece of metal.
I get it. It's just a piece of metal.
Hold it up.
It's literally just a...
It's two of the same metals.
It's a cutting board.
It's a
who
cutting
cuts
board?
On aluminum?
Yeah.
I don't know why you would want it to look like that, but it's definitely a cutting board.
Who would cut
board.
On an aluminum?
Oh, it is, like, totally aluminum.
I'm pissed. I always get the dumb
but,
one.
But, like, it's shaped like a cutting board. It's got a handle like a cutting board.
Is there any kind of, like, note inside
no.
or a company name?
How strange. All right, Kevin's going to Google that. While you Google,
let
I'm going to...
Let me just Google
okay,
things.
I'm going to open mine. By the way, let us know who you think is winning because we've got bonus shoes, okay?
I love when we do a bonus, guys.
All right, I'm opening mine
feels
up.
So good.
Is there two of these in here? All right, I'm not going to spend my time getting the other one out. I got two twerk balls.
What are twerk balls?
Small device, big impact on pain. This is for, I think, when you want to, like, kind of like a foam roller.
Oh.
But this is one of those things where, like, if you've got a knot in your back.
Oh, what is that?
Oh, my God. I think it's like a massager ball.
Turn
that
it
you
on.
Like
this
push.
Is wonderful.
Look.
Does it need batteries?
Yeah, it needs batteries. It rolls around. Are there no instructions in this thing?
Okay, Kevin, do we think the cutting board is titanium?
No.
Stainless steel?
It feels aluminum-y.
I was right. This torque ball is for muscles, tendons, ligaments in your hand and wrist. Katie, you've got carpal tunnel.
I do have carpal tunnel.
Promoting healing and flexibility, instantly soothe aching fingers, wrists, and forearm.
That's me.
Wow. I don't know what the electronic part does. I guess it...
I'm sure it vibrates or something.
Yeah, it must do something like that. Custom relief. This is cool. And I got two of them.
Okay.
I clearly won,
you
right?
Won.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
All right.
You definitely
won. I got a little pack in here.
Oh.
All right.
It's aluminum.
I don't think that's a cutting board. Do not cut on that.
Right. I'm afraid it's going to, like, infect
it's
your
gonna
meat.
It's going to get stuff in your food. All unless right. We think it's titanium.
So I'm gonna open
okay,
the shoes.
Okay, open the shoes.
All right, here we go. It's a bonus gift on Fun Delivery. Oh.
What
is it?
We have never gotten shoes like this.
Really?
Yes. They are super fun little shark slippers.
Oh, I want those.
Those are so cute.
Look how cute these are.
Oh, my God. Those are so cute.
Wow.
They're little flip-flops, but they're shark mouths.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'm pissed.
Kevin, the only reason they're too small for you, they're too big for your nephew, because these are pretty big. These are like size 1. Well, according to the bottom, size 210.
Oh.
But like, these are adorable.
That's very cute. And they even have little fins on the sides.
Little foamy shark flip-flops.
That's cute.
Wow.
You won twice.
I won twice.
Yeah, you did.
What a celebration.
What
if
a
you,
day.
You want to see any of this, text in FUN, F-U-N, to 909-1065.
1065, the end.
The wake-up call.
What is something that you have never seen in real life? I'm not talking about movies. I'm not talking about TV shows. I'm talking about real life events that it seems like everybody has seen and you're missing out. 916-909-1065. 909-1065. We'll kick it off with a text message that we saw. And this is pissing me off because I am also one of these people. They've never seen the Northern Lights. I can't tell you how pissed I was the other night when you could see them everywhere in the Sacramento area.
Yeah, I missed that too.
And I missed it. I was at rehearsal for a play and I was like, son of a bitch. But now it seems like everybody's seen that. 916-909-1065. We're bringing this up because Katie just saw something that she's never seen before. What was it?
We had like a nice little date night at V's Paradise in Old Sac. And it is, I don't want to say it's like upscale, but it's a nice restaurant, okay? And like the kind of restaurant where you like get sexy to go.
Okay.
You know? And there was a couple sitting there and the owner came out and did this like extravagant presentation for them because the guy was proposing.
That's amazing.
And he popped the question right there at V's and I had never seen a proposal before.
Which is crazy. I've seen several.
I've never even seen
proposals.
My own.
What is that? Oh, because you've never been,
I've
proposed,
never been
to.
Proposed to.
All right. Yeah.
Thank you. But yeah, I've never seen a proposal. And then I thought of another one.
What's another one?
I've never seen the Hollywood sign.
What?
Yeah.
But you've been to Universal Studios.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you can see it from Universal Studios.
Nobody pointed me in the right direction.
Oh, Katie.
Yep.
Well, it's very underwhelming.
Is it?
Yeah. You see it and you go, oh, it's small.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what I've never seen? And this is a good thing. This is a good thing. I've never seen a car accident.
That is
like happen in front of me.
Yeah, I have. I've seen several.
I'm sure it's very traumatic when
it
you see.
It makes you go, oh!
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
We saw a text message earlier from somebody who said that they've never seen two people get into a fight, a physical fight in front of them.
Interesting.
And I can tell you, as somebody who's seen people get into a physical fight and people who've been in physical fights, you're better off. I would imagine it's a lot like seeing a car accident.
I am certain, because I lived such a bizarro childhood.
Yeah.
There's probably so many things that other kids saw just as like a natural part of growing up that I never saw.
Well, this might be one of them. Heather, good morning.
Hi.
Hi. You called 916-909-1065. And what is something that you've never seen?
Somebody get the Heimlich maneuver.
Okay. So Kevin and I both have worked in the food industry, which is how I've seen so many proposals. And I've seen somebody give the Heimlich maneuver, but Kevin has not seen that. And he's kind of upset that he's not. Kevin, are you there?
Yes.
And you said you've never seen the Heimlich maneuver, right?
No.
Yeah.
I want to be the person that does it, though.
Right, you want to be the person who does it?
You're so sick.
I mean, no, I get it. You're a white knight syndrome of everything.
Do you know that if you're doing the Heimlich maneuver properly, the person should have broken ribs?
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well,
you're supposed to do it that hard.
If it makes you feel better, Heather, the new thing now is those suction masks that you have.
Do they have those for adults? I thought that was just for kids.
No, they have them for adults and kids. Oh. I have both in my house, and I think a lot of restaurants have them now, too. Thank you very much for calling. Let's talk to Abby. Good morning, Abby.
Good morning.
What is something that you've never seen?
A shooting star.
Abby!
Shooting stars are beautiful.
How is that possible?
I've never seen one, and hopefully one day I can.
That means you've never made a wish on one.
No.
Abby.
I hope you see one day, because it's like the Northern Lights, I would imagine. Where you
would
see
know.
It. Yeah, you just look up and you just go, the universe is amazing. How does it all work? Other text messages that we're getting down there. I've never seen a possum play dead.
Me neither. I've only seen him play live.
Somebody said I've never seen Disney World.
Oh, I've never seen Disney World.
That's true. That's
true. I've never
even
been close to Disney World.
Oh, you got to go one day.
I don't know that I've ever seen the ocean of the East Coast.
Is that true?
No. Yeah.
Oh, you got to do that too. Seeing the Atlantic Ocean.
If I'm in New York City, am I seeing the ocean?
You'll be able to see the harbor, which is pretty close. Yeah.
You know what? I didn't even see that. I didn't get close enough.
Somebody said I've never seen fireflies. Yes, you need to see those. That makes you feel like you're living in Narnia.
I've only seen fireflies like driving by them in a car.
Oh, really? It didn't make you
were there.
Where was... Oh, was this in Atlanta?
Yeah.
Oh,
we went
okay.
to morning show boot camp.
Somebody's correcting you and said, Katie, breaking ribs is CPR, not Heimlich.
No, I don't think so.
Can we not aim to break ribs just as a general rule?
I thought that... You know what? Maybe I'm wrong.
Another one that we got in that is something... is that they've never seen an animal give birth. Have you ever seen that?
I have.
I've never seen that.
Yeah, I had a cat that got pregnant, and I watched her deliver cat.
Really?
Deliver her babies.
Was it triggering, or what was...
The only thing that was triggering was I could tell she was in pain.
Yeah.
And she was kind of like... Why is that funny?
It's not funny. You're laughing.
I'm not laughing. I'm not laughing.
And there's nothing you could do. There's no epidural for
and
cats.
And then she like ate the amniotic sac, was kind of rough.
All right. Okay.
But, you know, nature.
Okay. Well, anyway, keep the text messages coming in to 916-909-1065.
1065. Yeah. It's the Wake Up Call.
Think about the old person in your life right now, or the old people in your life right now. You want to take care of them. You don't want anything bad to happen to them. Well, there's a simple thing that you could do to help them, and Katie has the details.
Have them listen to music.
Have them listen to music?
As part of a regular part of each day.
I mean, wouldn't it have to be specific kind of music? You don't want to play Kid Rock for old people.
It does not say that it needs to be anything specific.
Really?
It's just the way that music affects the brain reduces the risk of dementia.
Really?
By 39%. And this was a study done with over 10,000, almost 11,000 participants starting at the age of 70. None of them had any form of dementia, even mild, when the study began. And those that consumed music on a regular basis were less likely to have any kind of dementia symptoms 10 years later.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's a 10-year study with 11,000 people is not nothing. And finding a 40% reduction in dementia risk just from listening to music every day is amazing. And it's such a simple thing to do.
Kind of makes you guys want to appreciate me more.
Why?
Appreciate you?
Yeah. Probably think, wow, maybe we should have thought more of Katie and the legacy she has left on the elderly community.
You're going to have to color this in. I don't know what you're talking about.
As we know, I was a loud and proud cosmic kid.
Oh, yeah.
God.
Which was a traveling kids performing arts group.
Traveling locally.
Yeah.
To nursing homes?
To nursing homes.
Kevin, that was
our bread and butter.
Wow.
I ran the nursing home circuit, okay?
Because they couldn't get away.
Okay. Many of them were in wheelchairs and could have been rolled away if they were. Okay. I used to bebop as a little redhead freckle face. Let me just kick the door and you want a nanny?
How old were you when you were in the Cosmic Kids?
From kindergarten to sixth grade. Why is that funny?
Dedication.
What are you laughing about?
Well, no, because it reminded me about another acolyte you have in your pocket.
Yeah.
One of the youngest members of the Cosmic Kids.
No, I was the youngest member to be entered into Group A. So there was Group A.
Oh, that's what it was. Okay.
And Group A's numbers were definitely a little more challenging. There was more choreo. And because of that, traditionally, it was kind of like you kind of had to be a little bit older before you were bumped up to Group A.
Right.
Not this.
Not that, no. You've been riding the Cosmic Kids train for a real long time, your whole professional life.
How would I get off?
Why would you get off?
I can't.
And here's the thing. There's probably a lot of people listening right now being like, Katie's lying. There's no way that this is true. The Cosmic Kids? That's a lie. She wasn't in that. She was. And I've gotten it verified because I am friends with somebody who is in the Cosmic Kids with her.
Yep.
What?
And that person, my friend Carrie.
Yeah.
That person.
My friend Carrie. She was my friend first.
That person talks about the Cosmic Kids 0% of the time. Well, whenever I bring it up, being like, hey, we talked about the Cosmic Kids again on the show.
Uh-huh.
She laughs.
Well, you know what? Maybe she didn't win as many awards at the Galaxy Awards as I did.
There's right. No award show.
Oh yeah, it was in a banquet hall with a huge stage spotlight.
And if you're wondering why we're even the hell talking about this, it's because Katie has been giving back to the elderly community to save them from dementia. According to science, since she was in kindergarten.
Can I tell you one of the more embarrassing things I've ever done?
Very quickly.
Okay. When my grandfather, Gordon, who was my biggest fan, had to go into senior care, I was in my mid to late 20s.
Okay.
And he said, Katie, you got to come sing to him.
Oh, no.
And I said, Gordy, I'll be there. And I went in and I sang to those old people. A cappella. 106.5
PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
Gavin and Katie, there's no room in the studio right now for Kevin. We have somehow fit 30 students from El Camino High School. I'm the only one clapping, but I am very impressed.
Are there 30 of you? 30. Mr. Matt, what do they call you?
How many?
Mr. Sumter.
Mr. Sumter.
32. So that's a new world record. and it's already very hot in here.
That's, yes. Well, that's called talent.
So, okay, so what's your name right there? Glasses. Oh. Step up to the microphone. Well, oh, you're both wearing glasses. Who wants to talk? Oh, okay. Man, come on. All right, grab that microphone, spin it around. What's your name?
My name is Jaden.
Jaden.
Okay, all so right. Jaden, talk into like this part of it instead of on top of it.
There you go.
So pull it up to your mouth.
Okay. There you go.
There we go.
You guys are all broadcasting students? Am I having this right?
Yes. Okay. So El Camino has their own radio station.
Okay.
It's Kid Run.
Okay.
It's KYDS.
I love that.
And in addition to the radio station, it is a class, right, Mr. Sumter?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And does it still count for English credits?
No, it's actually an elective course.
Sorry, guys.
It's career technical education. So they actually get a sash when they graduate through the program. It's pretty fancy.
I will be getting that sash. I will just let you
know. Will be getting that sash?
I will be getting that
sash. Accessorize. Yes. I love that.
Clock it.
All right, Jaden, ask Katie a question right now.
How's your morning going so far? How do you feel
It's going really bad, Jaden. And I'd like to tell you why.
Why? Why is that?
What was the point of him asking me a question? I don't know the direction you're trying to go here.
I'm trying to teach him how to be broadcasters.
Oh, okay.
Oh, now you're the one failing
the broadcast. Well, I don't know. That felt like a bad... That
question?
Bad.
Yeah. Are you going to say that? Okay, all right. How about a question about how does a morning radio show work?
I have no idea.
Is he asking the question or are we...
They're the students. They're the ones filled with curiosity.
How about we ask them, what is something you would like to know? God, you're really bad at this, guy.
I'm bad at this.
Jaden, what is something you would like to know about live broadcasting that you don't already?
Hold on a second. So you're asking him what his question is. Literally what I just did.
No, you told him to ask me how my day was.
And I didn't say that. I said ask her a question. He came up with that weird question.
Okay. Oh, you're right. You're right. That sucked, Jaden.
I feel like I'm in between my divorced parents.
Yes. And you know what? That's very similar to what morning radio feels like. Okay?
That's how Kevin feels every morning.
Yeah, mom and dad are fighting, but we still love you. And it's not your fault.
All right, so Katie asked you a question for a question.
Okay, how long does it take to get into, like, doing this?
Okay, great question.
Great question.
So, I would say it depends on the path that you take to get here. And we always say, like, get your foot in the door in any way you possibly can because... Like, the on-air positions aren't exactly, like, flying off the shelves, but you can start doing something else and then work, kind of weasel your way onto the air. So for me, it took 2 years. I didn't mean to do this. I meant to be a salesperson. But I don't know if you can tell, I have a dazzling personality.
Yeah, I got that.
Yeah, good. See, he's my favorite. Mm-hmm. Sorry, guys.
And I started in promotions. So we both started outside of programming, which is where a lot of people actually start. Does anybody else have a question? Nope. Really?
Okay, we are off to a bad start. Okay, yes.
Oh, wait, he's got a question.
Go ahead, step up to the
step
microphone.
Step up to the mic. Okay.
What's your name?
Araya.
Hi, Araya.
How do you keep the energy up during your conversations?
Oh, great question.
Oh, crystal meth.
Gavin!
They're just babies.
Really?
You're scaring them.
I think what it is we've done this for so long that we kind of are used to the lifestyle of just waking up really, really early.
Speak now, for yourself.
Well, okay, don't let it fool you. We crash out, like, as soon as it's like we're stuck in fifth gear.
Yeah, okay, so maybe it's different for both of us. For me, because, what we have in this room is very rare, a lot of people that work very closely on, like, say, morning shows, they act like best friends, but they aren't necessarily always so close. We are legitimately best friends. Mm-hmm. We vacation together. Mm-hmm. Our kids think they're cousins. Like, so for me, I get in here with them and we start goofing around and busting balls and stuff. And that gets me going.
Right. Yeah. And that's pretty similar.
But I mean, like, 10 o'clock hits and I am ready to die.
Kay's done. She's done. Don't try to call her the rest of the day.
Oh, yeah. Don't.
That's why she called me.
Does anybody want to be called?
She called me yesterday.
Text us. We're young.
And when my phone was ringing, I saw it was her. I was like, somebody's in the hospital.
So, really, I just thought he called me and he didn't.
We were taking questions from this group of broadcasting students, and it's satisfying a public service quota that we have to do for the month.
That's not true, you guys.
Oliver, right?
Yeah.
All right, Oliver, what is your question?
I was going to ask how you guys got into being broadcast technicians in the first place and doing this every day.
Okay.
So we already said that Katie started in sales and I started in promotions. Katie, you can talk about how you'd made the jump first.
Okay. So, I, as a salesperson, sold this radio station, and, Gavin and I actually started with this company on the exact same day, but he was on the air and I was in sales, and we became fast friends. And so I would sell his show and his radio station. He got to know me very well. And there used to be another girl on the station that went on maternity leave. And they said, like, hey, Katie, you know, when this girl goes on maternity leave, could you fill in for her? And I was like, I've been waiting my entire life for this opportunity. Sure. And I said, if I'm good at it, can I do the whole maternity leave? And I was told, like, no, we need somebody with experience in there. And I was like, okay, I'll just do this for fun for like a week. It'll be fine. Guys, I parlayed that into the entire maternity leave. So then I was on the air with the wake up call for like 3.5 months. Mm-hmm. And after that, I was given like a weekend shift and fill in shifts. And then eventually I was offered a contract.
Yep. Yep.
And that was like 15 or 16 years ago.
Yeah, it was 2009.
Yep, 2009. Yeah.
And
did you say that's when you were born?
Yeah, that's when we were born.
Wow.
Gavin.
My career started in 2020 because I was very young.
No. It did not.
I started in promotions and I got a job. It was like one of three jobs that I had at the time because I was a bartender and worked at a restaurant because I needed to just pay back my student loans. Oh, wow. And I always have a philosophy that with any job that you really like, show up early, be professional, and be likable. And you do those three things, and people will eventually want to do more for you. And that's exactly what happened. I had a lot of fun doing my promotions job. And then after about almost 2 years, the morning show that was already on, this is in Pennsylvania, that was already there on the station got fired because the ratings weren't very good. They assembled a new morning show, and I had no on-air experience except for doing some night show stuff. And they asked, do you want to be part of it? And I was like, sure. And
that's not entirely true. You were on your college radio station.
Yeah, that's true.
So much you guys, he did the same thing, but at his college.
Even when I did my college radio station, though, it was for fun. I never thought it could actually be a career. It seemed like something that like nobody could actually do in real life. But here we are. We're doing it.
Yeah. We're idiots.
Yeah, yeah. thank you very much for the question, Oliver. And your name was, again, James?
James.
James. Yeah. And what is your question?
So
talking to the El Camino High School broadcasting students.
So, like, when you first started here, how did you learn how to use all these, like, buttons?
Good question.
So, you know what's funny is they threw us into these new studios when nobody else was in this building. It was just me, Katie, and Kevin.
And we were told the day before, you're moving from your old janky building, which was literally falling apart around us.
Yeah.
And they were like, guess what? New building's up. Come on over.
And we were like, that's great. And they're like, awesome. You start tomorrow.
We were like, we don't know.
Yeah. So there was a guy who was here that worked for the company that makes this board. And he gave us a tutorial that lasted an hour. And then he was like, so you're good to go. It was basically the equivalency of throwing a kid into a pool and hoping they swim.
But then he did stay and come in every morning with us for a week.
Yeah.
But he kind of just like screwed around on his phone. Like he everyone's gonna be like, don't do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it'd be like, yeah, no kidding. We're off the air.
Yeah.
I don't know how to use any of them. That is not a joke. I don't know how to use that board. I don't try to know how. And you could get far that way, guys.
But yeah, it's a lot of like, I don't know, you learn the technical stuff on the go and trial and error. As much as our bosses don't want to hear that. So, because there's not like a manual or like, I don't know.
Well, and there's no do-over.
And there's
you kind of just have to be like cool with, if there's a mistake, a mistake happens, mm-hmm. you brush yourself off, you immediately just keep going.
We try to like keep that mantra on the show a lot, where it's like, there's a lot of morning shows that take themselves very seriously and there's no room for error anywhere. And it's like, there's nothing but room for error on this show.
There's no room for perfection on this show.
Because in real life, it's sloppy. Like, real life is sloppy. Real life, you make mistakes. You burp on the air. You drop stuff. You make a noise when you hit something.
And like, the idea of trying to be perfect on the air will, like, get in your head so bad, but it will also make you not sound like yourself.
Right.
Because in real life, you do pause. You do go, you say, like...
Yeah.
I mean, don't sneeze into the mic, but I have done that.
Yeah.
But it, like, I think people sometimes get on, like, you guys are so great on the mic. Sometimes people come in here and they're like, oh, I don't know. People are going to be listening. It's like, I mean, they are, but really we're just talking to each other, right? Yeah, we're just like people in a room talking to each other. That is what makes it sound fun, because we are just being real and not trying to be anything else.
Yeah.
And it makes it a lot easier for us.
Right. We stopped trying a long time ago.
What's our mantra?
Just try.
Minimum effort, maximum fun.
That's it. Minimum effort, maximum fun. Don't tell your teacher. Guys, thank you so much for coming by El Camino Broadcasting Group. I hope you all go on to be broadcasters, not podcasters. That is it. That is the full show. We did it.
Was this good for you?
Music-free, limited commercials. That's wake up call concentrate, as they say on betterhelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by betterhelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it in.
Online therapy. Try it, because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.